What's going on, successors? Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. Today is February 20th, 2025, and today's Thursday. And you know what that means. That means today is Thursday Night Showdown, all right? Where we're going to break down the biggest sports battles of the week. I'm going to go head to head with my fierce and qualified competitor. Producer Brick, come on out, come on out, come on out. Hop from the chat, hop on the screen. Let's go.
What's
how you feeling?
Up? Happy Thursday, y'all.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Happy Black History Month. Happy being black. Stay black all day.
Happy being black.
Happy being black. Oh, God. All right.
Hey, we'll take it. So look, with that being said, right? With that being said, let's go ahead and roll into my Black History fact of the day. All right. I want to talk just for a brief moment about Mr. Thurgood Marshall. Mm-hmm. Thurgood Marshall was a civil rights lawyer who used the courts to fight Jim Crow and dismantle segregation in the U.S. Marshals and was a towering figure who became the nation's first Black United States Supreme Court justice. Mm-hmm. Can we give it up for Thurgood Marshall? Give it up for Thurgood Marshall.
Yes, we can.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah. Respect.
I did not. I've heard his name, but I didn't know exactly what he did, but I definitely heard his name before. So. Nice to learn that history lesson.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And then let me just add this in there, Producer Britt. And he's best known for arguing in the historic Brown versus the Board of Education case, right? In which where the Supreme Court declared separate but equal unconstitutional in public schools.
Yes.
So there you go. Connecting the dots.
Yes, dots are connected. I know who that man is.
There we go. good. What you got? What you got?
Okay.
Talk to us.
So I reported, if you remember, I reported that Frederick Douglass was born in the month of February in 1818. But on this day, Frederick Douglass in 1895, he passed away at the age of 77 and he had a heart attack. And that's how he passed away. So as we know, Frederick Douglass was a major abolitionist. He was a lecturer and an editor and many more things, many more. But on the flip side, I got a little part two to my Black History Month. Sidney Poitier, on this day in 1927, was born in, Miami, Florida. He was born in Miami, Florida. He would become the first African American to win a Oscar for his role in Lilies of the Field. So he got an Oscar for Best Actor. And I mean, just amazing, right? Just amazing. It's always great to be the first. So first African American man, first African American period to win an Oscar. And later on, Poitier died on January 6th, 2022, in his Beverly Hills home. So, you know, give it up for Sidney Poitier. Mm. I have not seen the Lilies of the Field, but as a black, I will go back and I will watch that movie. Okay. All right.
Yeah. For sure. We're gonna have to check that one out.
Are you ready to see what I saw scrolling?
I'm ready to see. Well, first, let me just let the people know who are coming in. Let me let the people know who are coming in. What's going on, Words Taylor? I see you, Coach. I see you. So just as I said before, this is Thursday night shout out. This is Thursday night. This is, oh my goodness. I'm getting tongue-tied. This
Thursday
is Thursday night
showdown.
Mm-hmm. Thursday night show. I don't know, tongue-tied. This is Thursday night showdown, and we're going to get there in just a little bit. But first, you got to get to one of Producer Britt's favorite segments, What I Saw Scrolling, where Producer Britt, go ahead and explain the segment for our new viewers.
Okay, so just if you have not been here before, so What I Saw Scrolling is literally what it sounds like. So I spend all day on my phone. I scroll. I look for interesting stories. I send them to Jonathan. And then when it's time to go live on the show, then I talk about them. Okay, so what we got up first is, when you see this man, what do you think of, Jonathan?
Big baller brand.
Big baller money. Brand. Money. That's what I'm talking money. About. So LeVar Ball, the father of NBA stars LaMelo Ball and Lonzo Ball, and now Jello Ball, not now, but now rapper Jello Ball. You know his song, I Might Swerve, Hit That Corner, whoa. So funny. Whoa. Okay, so LeVar Ball went under surgery to have his right foot amputated due to a serious medical issue, according to reports, okay? So Ball, 57, is said to be in great spirits and doing well, according to TMZ. And TMZ, they reported the news first. But the Ball family has not made any comments about any additional health updates pertaining to LeVar Ball's condition. So, you know, just prayers up for the Ball family. We don't know what happened, sure. But yeah, right foot amputated. Yeah, right foot amputated.
Man, that's a that's a big deal. Okay.
I know. Yeah, prayers up for him. He got three boys that can take care of him. That's for sure. Okay. That is for sure.
That's a
following point. On in basketball, Bobby Portis, I'm sure you've seen this. It's all over the internet. It broke ESPN earlier today. So my man got suspended for 25 games. I would say the headline is misleading. So let me tell you the story. So it is kind of misleading. But Bucks forward Bobby Portis has been suspended for 25 games after testing for Tramadol, a medication. I'm saying it like that for a reason. So Tramadol, a medication recently added to NBA's banned substance list. So his agent, Mark Bartlenstein, called it an honest mistake. Okay, so this is where the mistake came from. So Portis believed that he was taking Toradol, an approved pain medication for an elbow injury. So with that being said, the Tramadol came from an assistant with a valid prescription who mistakenly identified it for Toradol. So it's a lot of Toradols, a lot of Tramadols, it's a lot of dolls going on, and the medications are being switched up. It ain't right.
Wait.
It ain't right.
Well, wait. Is it really the assistant's fault? I know he fired the assistant. Is it the assistant's fault?
That is what the report is saying, is that the assistant mixed up the pills, because the assistant had a prescription for Tramadol, but Bobby was supposed to take Toradol. That's what I'm saying. So the assistant can take that Tramadol. You can take that job and you out of here, baby. You can't work for me. You can't work for me no more. You got me suspended for 25 games. Okay, so anyways, he got suspended for 25 games. Portis, he will not appeal the suspension. He will lose $2.85 million, and he will not be eligible to return to play until April 8th. That is a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when he returns April 8th, he will only play in 4 games in the regular season. And this is a significant blow for the Bucks. Because why? Because, one, they're 5th right now. They're 29-4. Portis has been averaging 13.7 points, 8.3 rebounds, and he is one of the league's top 6 men. So, you know, Bobby, I just, you know, I feel that's
a blow.
That's tough, especially it's just like a mistake in the medication and nothing that was done intentionally, and it was just an honest mistake. So 25 games missed on the bench. We won't see him till April 8th, okay? And then after April 8th, 10 days, it'll be my birthday. So next we have just continuing following basketball. I got a clip here, so listen to the clip, and then I'll finish the story after this.
To Hashim Sharani, Victor Wembanyama, the San Antonio Spurs star, is going to miss the rest of the season with what Shams is reporting, a form of a blood clot in his right shoulder. He is out for the season, and the Spurs believe that this is an isolated condition. Monica, you're hearing this news as I'm delivering this news. Your first reaction to this?
No. I think leading up to Wemby getting drafted and joining the league and what we've seen so far, Matt, Christine, the preparation that he had put into his body was paying off, because that's often the conversation around guys of his size. But he's been meticulous for years, his entire team, his family. We know about him coming to games with books. And so to hear this, and it's a shoulder and it's isolated, you grieve for him because he has worked to get to this place in his career for so long. You think about the Spurs because you wondered if they had a chance to do something in the next 28 games. And then just the NBA community at large. I know I have enjoyed watching him grow so much. But then, of course, you go back to it and you want to see this young man get healthy. That should be the most important thing.
Yeah, so as she said, we want to see him healthy. We want to see him healthy. That is the most important thing. So the Spurs reigning rookie of the year, and this is his first time being an all-star just last week. He will miss the remaining of the season. So team sources tell ESPN they expect a full recovery by the 2025-2026 season. But the 20-year-old phenom was averaging 24 points, 11 rebounds, and leading the league with 3.8 blocks with their 23-29 record for the Spurs before his injury. And then check this out, Jonathan. So due to him, you know, being out for the rest of the season, he is going to miss 65 games, which is, well, due to missing the 65-game minimum, he's now ineligible for the All-NBA and Defensive Player of the Year, despite being a fan favorite, you know? So that sucks. That sucks. So very disappointing. But teammate Chris Paul said you can't replace Vic. Aside from his basketball ability, his charisma, and what he brings to the locker room is what we will miss most. And I don't know if you know this, but this marks the second major setback for the San Antonio Spurs, because Hall of Famer, legend coach Greg Popovich, he suffered a stroke and he is out indefinitely for coaching. And that just happened just 4 months ago.
Man, they taking all the blows out there in San Antonio. You losing Pop and indefinitely. And Wemby, your star? Mm-hmm. Sheesh. Yeah, that's a lot to take in right there.
Two indefinitely. All right, but last but not least, you're going to talk about this one for me, but I'm going to set it up for you. Okay, so we got the Court of Gold. Okay, I'm ready to watch it. I haven't watched it. If y'all watched it, tell me what you think already in the comments. Jonathan, I think he's on episode 2, episode 3 maybe. But Court of Gold, a retelling of the United States men basketball journey to the gold medal in 2024 at the Paris Olympics, offering previously untold stories from Team USA, France, and other teams. Okay, so the 6-part docuseries was released 2 days ago. So you know, get your Netflix account, update it. Whoever you're sharing your password with, you can't share no more, okay? You gotta see this stuff, okay? Okay. So with that being said, the anecdotes and the iconic moments that have emerged are truly game changing. The show offers a deep look into the greatest group, well, they say arguably, the greatest group of basketball players on the planet. And this is a must-see for all NBA and basketball fans. So I will be watching it this weekend. But Jonathan, tell us what you think so far.
So far, I mean, I love it. You know, because I've always been a fan of documentaries and docuseries, and like the way that they set it up, mm-hmm. right? Because they talk a little, and I'm not gonna give all the details. I know you ain't seen it yet.
If anybody else out there,
anybody else who hadn't seen it just yet, but mm-hmm. like the way that they set it up, talking and interviewing some of the guys, like Steph was one of the guys who was saying that. One, this is the first time that he played on the Team USA, which I did not know. I was like, what? He never played on Team USA? Mm-mm. And then he said when LeBron gave him the call, because he was like, hey, y'all, we got to redeem ourselves. Because you know that one year they won like bronze or silver. And right. I think LeBron was on record saying that like he threw his in the trash. So, so just the way that they set it up is like they're trying to get revenge. They're supposed to be the best in the world. And, you know, as I'm watching, so the first episode, you know, they're really laying the groundwork and just, mm-hmm. you know, talking about the guys coming on and like what was the beginning experience like. Mm-hmm. And then the second episode is where like you start to hear more from KD. And like we were talking mm-hmm. earlier and Bam even said this. Bam was like, man, KD, he just wants to hoop. Like give him a ball and like he's good. And KD on there like crying. Like for real, like, and they just like, you know how when somebody start crying, you're like, okay, they're gonna shift it, they're gonna go to another scene.
So the guy
sitting there shooting him, he crying, and then he start asking him questions from behind the camera. He like, well, how does this make you feel? And I'm like, what? He ain't gonna get off it. He was like, man, y'all understand, like basketball changed my life. Okay. Yeah, he was like, basketball changed my life. And then what they do, Britt? Then they bring in his mom, like not in the same room, but they bring in his mom, and then she started talking about the history. The real MVP.
The real MVP.
Hey, so look, then they start talking to his mom, and then she was like, Kevin wanted to be a professional basketball player. Mm-hmm. She said, I didn't know what that took. But she said, when the coach would tell him to run 50 times up the hill, run 50 sprints up the hill, she said, I'd have him run 150, 200. I'd have him do more than whatever the coach said because I didn't know what it would take. And then next thing you know, Kevin talking about, yeah, basketball really changed our situation. Basketball brought us through so much. Mm-hmm. And then just really getting to hear his heart about his love for basketball.
Yeah. His heart is the shape different. Of a basketball. I mean, it's the shape of a heart, but it is literally plastered with a basketball on it. Yeah. Like his love for the game.
Yeah.
Which is unreal.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, just getting to hear from him, and then of course, what'd you say?
I said, are you finishing this weekend, or how's it rolling? When you gonna finish it?
Oh yeah, man, I'm halfway through, so I'm about to tap back in. Yeah, by this weekend, I'm definitely gonna finish it out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good, and then you know, Anthony Edwards. You know, he do his thing, and you know, I love just his confidence, and and you get to really see like he live like that 24/7.
Uh huh.
Period.
He live
so
like that is
funny. Yeah. I'm tapping in on the weekend.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I mean, so I
you gonna tell the
people? Well, I'll tell this other little part.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell this other little part. So they were watching table tennis. And then mm-hmm. Ant's sitting there like, man, nah, you ain't just going 12-0 me. Wouldn't nobody just 12-0 me? And then you see all these tweets, people like, all right, Ant, like, I mean, you, like, it's cool and, like, you're good, but, bro, you talking about playing an Olympic medal winner in table tennis. Like, you not like that in table tennis.
Right.
But he like, nah, bro, ain't no way you're going to just 12-0 me. So, yeah, man, just getting to see the guys behind the scenes and behind the lines is pretty dope.
Okay. Well, guys, if you have anything that you saw scrolling and you want me to feature it on the show, put it on my DMs and on Instagram at Producer Britt or on TikTok. So we'll be right back with more Speak Your Success.
Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. That's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. And just as I was talking about earlier, with today being Thursday Night Showdown, I was talking with producer Britt, and one day we just happened to get into this conversation about this thing called NIL. And NIL, if you're connected in college athletics or you have some frame of reference with college athletics, this is called name, image, and likeness. And this ultimately is a headline that refers to the rights of college athletes to be able to benefit and profit from their personal brand, right? This is something that in previous years, collegiate athletes could not get paid legally, right? Could not get paid legally to be able to generate revenue from their brand, from their name during their time of competing. So I wanted to bring this topic to the forefront. And first of all, I want you out there watching, I want you to drop in the comments, what are your thoughts on NIL? Are you for NIL? You're like, I think the student athlete should be able to generate money. I think the student athlete should be able to get paid, right? I feel that all the work and effort that they're putting in, this is something that they should be able to monetize, right? If you feel like that, go ahead and drop that in the comments. But then at the same time, if you're like, well, John, I mean, I get what you're saying, but nah, I don't agree at all. I don't think that they should be able to get paid. I don't think that they should be able to monetize their brand. I just, they play and they get the free education. That's what they get. That's what they benefit. Just drop it in the comments and let us know, because I have my personal thoughts, my personal feelings. And I know producer Britt does as well. Producer Britt, come on out here. Let's just talk about it a little bit. Let's just talk about this whole NIL thing. And I want to hear your what is your thoughts and your feelings when you hear name, image, and likeness, NIL? Talk to me.
So when I hear the whole name, image, and likeness thing, you know, I think I don't like it. Okay, but right off bat, it's not my favorite thing to talk about. As someone that went to school for basketball, I mean, just take the scholarship and, you know, be happy with that. And, you know, like, I get it, but I don't think that kids should be making 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds. I don't think that should be making $2 million. I don't think they should be making $500,000. I don't think they should be making that much money, because I think once you get to that point, now you think you're bigger than the, you know, you think you're bigger than what you are. You're not trying as hard. You're not motivated to do what you were scouted and recruited to do. And now it's like, oh, well, I don't know. Okay. I honestly don't know how they work, the NIL deals, but just something as far as, you know, hey, Red Bull, I don't know. If Red Bull wanted to sponsor me or sponsor a student and they gave him $500,000 to do a post, $500,000 is insane. And I get that these kids are the new generation of marketing. And I understand marketing and I understand advertising, but then again, the kids have to think that they're using me because, you know, they're giving them the money and it's all just a transaction. So, you know, when do they get to be actual college students if they're always busy doing a commercial, if they're always busy, you know, playing, you know, the player side is okay because that's what you got recruited for. That's what you got, you know, your scholarship for. So we know you're going to miss class. We know that you're going to do all these things and all that stuff that comes with the sport. That's totally fine. But to be able to not even go into a classroom because, you know, I don't know, 100,000 people know you because of a Red Bull commercial and you know, the aim, the name, the image, and the likeness. I think it's just insane. I think it's crazy.
Well, wait a minute, producer Britt. That's not fair. Some of them aren't going to class just because they're, I mean, they, like they're that popular, and we're not even talking NIL. You just off the strength of, you know, you being a top rated recruit coming into a school, and then by you coming into that school, you know, there's a lot of eyes and a lot of people. Because even before NIL, you know, you have people that if you're a top athlete or whoever, then they trying to, you know, people are trying to get to you. They're trying to get an autograph or, you know, whatever it might be. So, you know, that, I mean, that's one aspect. But I feel that now that they are receiving their just due in terms of them being able to capitalize on name, image, and likeness, because at the end of the day, it's like 2% that's going pro. Mm-hmm. So therefore, like, you know, think about your Boobie Miles, right? From Friday Night Lights. Think about Boobie Miles. Boobie Miles broke his leg in high school. But what if Boobie Miles was able to get some NIL before he broke his leg and his career was over? Now he wouldn't be doing whatever he was doing, moving Christmas trees out in the cold. Like, come on, producer Britt, huh? I'm just saying.
Moving Christmas trees is crazy, but moving Christmas trees. I'm sorry, I can't come back from that one. Hold on.
So we got a question in the chat.
I get what you're saying. But I mean, dang, that was extreme, Jonathan. But
no, in Friday Night Lights, my man was really moving Christmas trees at the end of the movie.
I know. So I think that, okay, cool, big high school athlete. Okay. Oh, okay. We talked about this too. Maybe the coaches need to be going to the city. We need to go to the right cities to recruit the right kids, because these kids already have money, and these kids already know, you know, they already know to, like, hey, I already got money, this extra money. And maybe some of the kids that need the money, maybe they should give it to them. I love the Manning family, but I don't think Archie Manning needs money.
Okay, Arch does not need money, but I had him in my mind while you was talking.
Shadur Sanders, he don't need no
What'd
money.
What you say?
The Sanders, they don't need no money.
The way that they've explained it, they say our dad don't give us nothing. Even Deion Jr. said that. He was like, nah. He was like, people think my dad just gives us handouts, but that's not what it is. So look, wait. So we have a question in the chat. Somebody said, how are they making the money through athletics? Okay, so let me break this down. The way NIL works, there's a few different ways that collegiate athletes can collect through NIL. So one way is a collective, right? So it's almost like one of the easiest frameworks to almost put it in is like, Them signing with the collective is like signing with like a record label type deal, because then the collective is gonna put you in position to where you can get paid. Hey, go over here, do this camp. Hey, sign these autographs, right? So there's that collective. But then the other way is actual NIL deals, which many people don't actually have, right? In terms of, you know, them signing with like Nike or whatever it might be, but you know, that's just a high level view of what that could look like in terms of, you know, how they're getting paid. We're gonna come right back, y'all. We're gonna come right back. This ain't over yet. And make sure, if you have not subscribed to our channel on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to Speak Your Success Media. Hit that subscribe button. We're gonna come back with more Thursday Night Showdown right after this quick commercial break.
Are you a new or budding entrepreneur looking to set your business up for success? Profit Mode is here to help you navigate your entrepreneurial journey with expert education and services. From tax planning and bookkeeping to selecting the right business structure, Profit Mode has you covered. They'll even educate you on how to properly set up your business for building credit so you can grow with confidence. Profit Mode's mission is to provide you with the tools and guidance you need to establish a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're just getting started or you're ready to take the next step, we're here to support your goals. Let Profit Mode help you turn that entrepreneurial dream into a reality with the knowledge and services to back it up. Your success starts with the right foundation. Contact Profit Mode today to get started.
All right. Producer Britt, come on back out here. Come on back out here, because I feel like you had something that you wanted to say. I feel like you had something that you wanted to get off your chest before we went on that quick break.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say, you know, Archie Manning does not need money. Shadur doesn't need money. What's his name? I guess the only, I don't know.
Travis Hunter?
I don't know his background, but do you know his background?
I just know that he's just signed with Adidas and he got his brother to deal with Adidas.
Crazy. Okay, so sure. Let's just say that he was one of the few that can't, and he needed the money. Why are we not, you know, putting that money in an account and giving it to him like you said before, you know, in an account, and they get it after graduation or something like that? Why must they have 2 million? And I just keep saying 2 million because, I mean, that's how much these kids are making. They make 2 million. Some make a million. Some make 500,000. Some make 50. But, I mean, $50,000 for doing one thing. And if you do that a couple times, hey, you up, okay? So, I'm just saying. I think it's just the financial literacy part of it. And how they should be educated on the money, because once they get this money, it's nothing but hey, I just want to take. So just want everybody to be smart about the money. That's all. You know, I ain't got two million, but I just want everybody to be smart about the money. You know, let's be smart about the money and the economy that we're in right now.
Fair enough. Yeah. So I guess the closing thought here would be, as you start to get this bread in, right? You start to get this bread from left, from right. One of the first things that you should consider is who can help you really handle this money, who is credited with helping other people handle their money, and then go from there, and then just make wise decisions, because that money ain't gonna last you forever. So like, what smart investments can we make that last longer than that?
Amen to that. All right. So if y'all have a topic that you would like to hear for Thursday Night Showdown for Jonathan and I to go head to head about, debate, get rowdy with it, let us know. Drop it in the chat. Drop it on Instagram. Drop it on TikTok. Where else you got? Drop it on Threads. Just hit us up, okay? When you see us post something, say, hey, won't y'all talk about this? Won't y'all talk about that? So let us know. All right?
Good with that. We ain't hard to find. We ain't hard to find. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right, producer Britt, let's go. Let's go. Go ahead. This is my favorite part.
Moving right along, going towards the closing end of the show. We got Ask Jonathan. All right. So we got two people that asked you some questions, but we got Tiara Lucky here in Los Angeles, California. First question, Jonathan, are you buying eggs?
Okay. We are buying eggs. I looked at them egg prices the other day and the eggs we got, I think might've been like $6 for like the 18 pack. But okay. Yeah, I mean, we gotta get that protein.
You know, I'm around the $9 mark when it comes to eggs.
What eggs are you buying at
$9? Large organic brown eggs. You know, I'm just a sucker for marketing when it comes to eggs, because when you see the other ones, they look so teeny tiny, and then when you go you see the when people do the comparison to the yolk. And you're like, oh, well, that one's yellow and this one's golden. And so,
okay.
So So I'm a sucker for it. And then, you know, the container, I'm a sucker for it. I'm going to pay about $9 for some eggs.
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because, I mean, I do a boiled egg almost every morning. So the eggs get used over here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, next question we got from Marche Gordon in Addison, Texas. Well, the next three questions are from Marche Gordon, Addison, Texas. If you could master one skill, what would it be? It cannot be speaking. It cannot be podcasting.
Selling.
Say
mastering the skill of selling. Selling. Like selling. Like, you know, sell water to a whale, sell salt to a snail. Maybe. Oh. Okay. Selling would be the one skill I would love to master. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. What's your secret talent no one knows about?
Secret talent? Yikes. I don't know. Secret talent?
What's a God-given gift you ain't showing nobody?
That's the thing. If God gave me a gift, I show it. I didn't show my gifts.
I show my gifts. Okay. All right. We like that. We like that.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'll say this. It might be the ability to connect with people and make people just feel like really comfortable, like even in a first interaction, first exchange type deal, if that counts.
I'll give you that. That's a good one. That's a good one for you. Okay, if you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Marche's last question.
Ooh. If there's different variations, can I choose that thing? But there's different variations of that thing.
You can't choose chicken.
I wouldn't go in there. I'm about to say sushi if I get different variations of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about? Oh, like different roles.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Okay. Yeah.
I would want that too.
Yeah, I tell you, speaking of which, might go get some sushi tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Fun Friday.
Fun Friday. Okay, so those are our questions for Jonathan. They are random questions. I ask people, I get them off of the internet. I think of them myself. You know, if you have a question that you want Jonathan to answer, hit me up on my DMs on Instagram and on TikTok. All right, Jonathan, back to you.
All right. Fam, we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out this episode of Speak Your Success for our February 20th, 2025 episode. And tonight, what I just want you to take away for our final thought, just like we're talking about NIL and some other things, I want you to do two things. I want you just to be sure that in whatever you're doing, right, just always make sure you're making wise decisions. If that be you putting wise people around you, or if that be you just taking the time and do the research before you make a final decision on something, do that. That's the two things, putting wise people around you, are doing your research to make a wise decision. Family, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. But remember. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?